Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in. This morning, our scripture comes from John's Gospel, the 17th chapter. The 17th chapter is a pretty hefty chapter, and in it we have Jesus praying for his disciples. It's a circuitous prayer. It's an in-and-out kind of prayer. You need to read it slowly and parse it slowly. I'll be reading just a few verses, beginning with the 9th verse of chapter 17. Listen for the word of the Lord. Jesus is praying to God. He says, "I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is true. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself so that they may also be sanctified in truth." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This morning for our sermon, I'm going to try to conclude our sermon by singing a song about prayer, a song that is a prayer. So Jesus prays for his disciples. This is not a sermon about how important prayer is or about what prayer is. Prayer is communicating. Jip explained it very well. It's about speaking, however nervous we might be. It's about listening. It's not about the efficacy of prayer. That's not what this sermon is about, except to say prayer works. God hears our prayers. Sometimes God is silent. Sometimes God's answer is yes, and sometimes God's answer is no. That's not what this sermon is about. This sermon is about our frequency, our pattern of praying. To make up for last week's pointless sermon, this sermon has 3 points: beginning, middle, and end. That is to say that it is appropriate that we pray at the beginning of our day. A life seeded with prayer is a rich life. And when I say rich, I don't mean Cadillacs and first-class dinners. I mean a life that is filled with joy and purpose and meaning. So it's appropriate that we pray at the beginning. Let me back up and say that prayer is vitally important for all people. As the cyclone and the pandemic grow in Bangladesh, and as that cyclone heads towards, well, as we record this, we're not sure if it's heading towards India or Bangladesh, a mother prayed to God that her son... she said this, "I want my son alive on any shore, in any country." Boy, every mother and father, every Christian resonates with that prayer. 3 points: beginning, middle, and end. It's appropriate that we begin our day with prayers. And that beginning, middle, and end, Paul might call it praying unceasingly, praying without ceasing. That's a good way to put it. Beginning, middle, and end. Here in John's Gospel, Jesus is praying for his disciples. He's not sent them out yet. He's not commissioned them yet. That's coming later. Right now, he's steeping them in a period of spiritual formation. He's molding them. He's building them to be disciples. He's teaching them. They're walking with them. Together, they are learning. And so he says this prayer to God. He asks God in this prayer to prepare them prior to their ever being sent out on their journey. Holy Father, protect my disciples, he says, in the name that you have given me, so that they may be one and you may be one as you and I are one, O God. Sanctify them. Make their steps holy, O God. And Jesus says, I'm not asking you to remove them or to take them out of harm's way, but I'm asking you to protect them when harm's way comes. Seems to me I've been kind of touching on that theme for the last several weeks in my preaching. But I think that our passages in John have been leading to this moment, to this prayer. So pray at the beginning. Pray at the beginning of the meal. We thank you, God, for this food. By your hands we are fed. Give us, Lord, our daily bread. Pray at the beginning. Watch out, mouth. Watch out, gums. Watch out, stomach. Here it comes. It's a prayer at the beginning. Thank you, God, for this food. Be good to me, O Lord. The sea is so wide and my boat is so small. That's a prayer a rower makes before he or she ever steps into the boat. This is a prayer at the beginning of the day. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. It's appropriate, friends, to pray at the beginning. It's a simple sermon, beginning. Second point, what is the second point? In the middle. We pray in the middle. You know, I spend a lot of time in our session meetings making sure that they're run efficiently. Some people say, well, I've had session meetings that have lasted 5 hours. Not me, I assure you. 90 minutes is a good goal. But at the beginning of worship, we pray. We worship at the beginning of session meetings. At First Pres, we pray for 1/11th of our congregation by name. It's sort of a design. 1/11th of us. So that's many names. We pray for everyone by name. But I have been in session meetings where in the middle of the meeting, somebody raises their hand before a vote, and they said, shouldn't we pray before we take this vote? And I say, do we have time for this? This is in the middle. We've already prayed. We're going to close in prayer. Do we have time to be interrupted with prayer? And the answer is yes. We always have time to be interrupted by prayer, to stop, to step back, to pause in the middle to pray. Alex Wimberly's dad, William, was the interim pastor here many years ago, and Alex is a leader in the Corrymeela community in Northern Ireland, in the Christian community there. And he writes a prayer for the middle of the pandemic, and here it is. We hope we're in the middle. We hope we're at the end, but this is a prayer prayed in the middle. Listen, God with us and God within us, just because we're all going through it doesn't mean this is normal. Everybody's a little stressed out. Out of our comfort zone. So we need to find a reserve of patience with ourselves and everyone else. We could all use a little bit more compassion and the time to take a deep breath. Help us draw out our more tolerant selves, the selves that can cope with this mess. Give us the space to center ourselves and find you at peace in our midst. Amen. It's a prayer for the middle, in medias res, we're on the way, but we're stopping. And yes, we have time to be interrupted with prayer, by prayer, in prayer. Point number three, what do you think that is? Pray at the beginning, pray in the middle, pray in the end. In some ways, that's what our Memorial Day prayers are. They are prayers at the end. For these men and women have fought the battle, they have run the race, and we pause to thank God for those who have sacrificed in the name of their country. I'll remember the members of the 422nd Division of the or Regiment of the 106th Division in World War II, who on December 16, 1944, were awakened by hell raining over their heads in the screaming Mimi shells and the beginning of that last gasp offensive by Hitler into the Ardennes. I'll pray for those men who are still alive and those families affected. We pause to pray at the end of our day. We'll pray for the firefighters who run into the fires while everyone is running out of them. We'll pray for those firefighters who ran into Tower 1 and into Tower 2. We pray at the end of the day for those who've died in battle and for those left behind, their husbands, their wives, and their children. We pray in the beginning, in the middle, but we pray at the end, and that's what our Memorial Day prayers kind of are. We pray that God would make us agents of peace, God's peace that passes understanding, and that we finally would start to study war no more. That's what I'll be praying this Memorial Day. Our funeral prayers are prayers at the end of the day. This past week, we gathered at a graveside, 10 of us, with masks on in a stiff breeze under a tent to celebrate the life of Chuck Malazzo. And others have died since the pandemic has begun. But when we gather at the graveside with the smell of fresh dirt, we are praying prayers at the end. O Lord, support us all the long day of this life until the shadows lengthen and the evening comes and the busy world is hushed. It feels like a rhythm, doesn't it? It feels like a song. And the fever of life is over and we rest at the last. It's a prayer at the end. We pray at the end, at the beginning, at the middle, at the end. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. May God guard me through the night and wake me with the morning's light. It's appropriate at the end of the day to pause and say, we have not made it through this day by ourselves or alone. Emmanuel, God with us, is with us, was with us, will be with us. We pause at the end to say thanks. And we sing our prayers. Day is done, but love unfailing dwells ever here. Shadows fall, but hope prevailing calms every fear. I can't sing this without weeping, forgive me. God our Maker, none forsaking, take our hearts of love's own making. Watch our sleeping, guard our waking, be always near. That's so lovely. A prayer I often pray at the end goes something like this. We find our place at the end, O God, and even at the grave we make our song. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A good life is steeped in prayer. Prayer that comes at the beginning, prayer that comes at the in the middle. That interruptive prayer, I don't have time for this. That's precisely when we should pray. And prayer that comes at the end. When we pray, we open ourselves up to the God who listens to our prayer. And if we listen, as we are called to do, there's no telling what we will hear God say to us. And remember this, long before we ever pray for ourselves. Long before we pray for others, Jesus has prayed for us.
A secret to me. God of the cosmos, ruler of all, lover of nature and nations, O Spirit of God, I'm in awe. I stand here before you, I shake in your sight. Unworthy and broken, and pleading and seeking your light. How do I reach you with a voice that's so weak? Or do you do the finding, and into this darkness you see?
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.